This is about Facebook marketing for real estate investing and wholesaling. This book right here is how I do it. It's called Real Estate Money Secrets. I give it away for free. You can actually download this for free at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And you can also download this one at smartrealestatewholesaling.com as well too, right? This is my original book. You need to read both of them 10 to 15 times. Step two is data and audience creation, okay? Data and audience creation. Well, when we say data, data can mean anything. It just means pieces of data. It means phone numbers, addresses, you know. I mean, you can buy data anywhere around the internet, around the world of marketing, advertising, right? But as you know already, the most important data you're gonna have in this business, the data that you collect, you reinvest back into the business as in the form of intelligence, and it optimizing your process. It optimizes your process and your system as a whole. And you being able to, you exercising patience and being able to do that is what puts you ahead of everybody else. Everyone else is trying to do that quick thing, right? Drive for dollars, because everybody told you you can make money by driving for dollars, collect 200 houses. Well, it doesn't work that way. If you did, everyone else would be doing it, right? So with that being said, data and audience creation. After you've done your market research, we know exactly the kind of people we're looking for, but how do we find the information of these people? Okay, how do we find the information of these people? We need some level of information, and then we need to turn those information to actual contacts, which we're going to talk about on step three. Okay, so with that being said, there's something called pivot tables. Okay, some people call pivot tables for hot cities and use for location audience. Okay, so there's a simple step that we follow. Once you come on inside and we start going, you can look over my shoulder on this training later. Basically, you need to pull out all the data of everywhere you want to cover. Okay, and there's something that's a simple tool on either Google Sheets. Okay, you can go to Google Sheets, simply Google Sheets, right? It's like the Google version of Excel, and you can put that data in there, and you can use a little tool called Pivot Table. You can search for it, or you can search for videos on this. It's called Pivot Table, and basically what it does, what it to do is to break down how many records in any given city. Okay, you will see in that list the city that has the highest number of transactions. So how do I know that? We go find the cash transactions in every city that you want to target. So basically you can pick New Jersey. You say, hey, give me all the list of all cash transactions. Okay, basically it's another way for you to pull up cash buyers that have already purchased. They've proven to have purchased a property for cash. How do you know that? At the point of purchase, on the date of purchase of the property, is showing 100% equity. That means they paid cash for the property. So the cities keep record of all this in every county in the United States for the most part. You pull that list and you basically find the cities with the highest number of transactions. And that's how you know what hot cities you can focus on if you need to focus on a city. But if you're moving on to step two here, you don't have to do that, okay? Because basically you're pulling up what I call the built-in motivated data source. What do I mean by built-in motivation data source, okay? Basically, these people have a real reason, a real life issue going on right now, real reason why they may want to sell quick at a deep discount, okay? Everybody else, basically you have to sell them or selling you their house at a deep discount. If somebody is moving from Northeast New York State to Florida, that doesn't mean they're willing to sell you a house at a discount. They may be willing to list the house properly with the realtor, with a real estate agent, and then get full price for it, in which case you can still make some money. But for the most part, as a wholesaler, as an investor, you're looking for a person looking to sell at a deep discount, right? So you increase the chances of that happening when you deal with people with real life issues, such as pre-foreclosures, vacant properties, okay? People facing divorce, people in tax delinquency, right? A person that inherited a house that they don't really want, okay? Even in that list, you're gonna find people sometimes tell you, no, I'm not giving away the house. Ideally, you're looking for a person looking to give away a house, okay? And the fact that you're giving them 2, 3, 4, 5 $10,000 is like a bonus. Oh, you could pay $16,000 for it? Yeah, sure, but I just need to sell it. Can we close in like 7 days? They take their $16,000, they walk away. Ideally, that's what you're looking for. And you being able to market at this level of skill set will expose you to those type of people, because you can laser focus on finding those people at a cost-effective, with a cost-effective campaign. And that's what we're covering here, right? So the tool that I use to pull this list of built-in motivated data, my particular source is called My REI Pro. You can go to myempirepro.com/myreipro to get that. That may be an affiliate link, by the way. If I share the link with you, it may be an affiliate link, it may not be, okay? All right, so the third type of data, the third source of data for the laser target for you, for laser target list of people you should be targeting, is all homeowner data. Okay, so all the homeowners in the United States, there are sources out there, US data, just Google US data, you know, and there are all kind of sources out there that sell those kind of lists. You can buy that list and upload them into Facebook as a custom audience. We call them custom audience. Okay, so just like you do on step two, you can upload it, all this data, into Facebook as custom audience. Now, a new development that just happened is that if you are uploading a data into Facebook, right, and if Facebook flags your ad as a special category, which means it could be about credit, housing, or something like that, credit, building, housing, I think there's one more that's considered special category, they won't let you drill in on your targeting with gender or age based, because they are trying to avoid discrimination lawsuits and things like that, you know. But either way, is that what you need to understand is that you have all kind of flexibility for targeting here. You don't need to target by age, gender, or anything like that if you're uploading your data into Facebook. Facebook will allow you to upload your data into Facebook, and then they will basically merge it with their own data and find the profiles of these people on Facebook. That's how it works, okay? So you upload this Facebook, let me repeat that, you upload this data into Facebook, and then Facebook would take that data and go out there into their own database and find all the profiles that matched it. And now you can set up ads to target these people. So if you upload, let's say 10,000, and Facebook finds 500 people that actually have, so based on the city and the first name, last name of these people, Facebook will find profiles that fit or matches, and then they'll show your ad that says we buy houses to these people. Remember, those people are people that you've already identified as vacant, you know, pre-foreclosures, divorce. And you can find all this data everywhere. It could be high equity, whatever list or built-in motivated list that you want to target, you can do essentially the same thing. I personally get my data from my REI Pro for the most part. You can download from there and you can upload it directly into Facebook, and Facebook will do the work for you of finding those profiles. Okay, so like as I was saying, the third form of data is all the homeowners. You can buy that from anywhere on the internet and test out uploading them into Facebook, and then see if you can target them with buy houses. Okay, so that's another one for you right there. Those are the data sources right there. The first one that I share with you here, which is pivot table for hot cities and then using them for location audience on Facebook, is probably the easiest for you, and we're gonna cover that in details inside of the course. Okay, but here, just know that it's possible. You can find out the hot cities by simply, it's very simple, the cities that has the highest number of cash transactions are the cities where the investors are playing. You need to play where the investors are playing, because that's a good chance that they want those houses. They're playing there for a reason. That's because they want the houses in that city. So basically, you can target those the homeowners in that area. You can target the larger audience. You can decide, hey, I'm gonna do 50 years and older in that city. And basically, you'll find that people will take screenshots of your ad and share with friends and family, just like that. And you don't have to hire all this virtual assistants all over the place. You don't have to hire people in Mexico, in Philippines to do that. You can set up simple ads and get the ball rolling, start exposing your brand, start exposing your offer to the exact location that you want, and you can get a lot more done. All you're doing is looking to generate leads, people that raise up their hand and say, hey, I do have a piece of crap in my backyard I need to sell. That's what you're looking for. So either you're an investor or you're a wholesaler, you need this, you need to learn how to do this, or get somebody in your camp to learn how to do this. Once you learn how to do it, now you have a box of skill set and tools that you can use to generate as many leads. But more importantly, it's scalable. Once you find something that works for you, all you have to do is duplicate that. When I say duplicate that, I mean there's a one click, duplicate that and do it over and over again. If you're hiring a virtual assistant, they're cold calling for you. While that's not a bad strategy, it's not one click to duplicate them. You have to do your due diligence, you have to hire right, you have to basically do interviews and stuff like that, and you have to build them and train them over time. Here, just one click, you find something that works, one click, you duplicate whatever is working and you kill anything that's not working. That's called scaling. Okay, so that's that for the second step in the 7 steps to campaign execution. See your next step. So that's it with this training right here. If you want more of this and you want to take advantage of this, simply go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. If you're an investor, you need this. You can find your own deals. You don't have to depend on wholesalers, okay? If you're a wholesaler, even better. You're going to be using the skills to build cash buyers lists, because majority of investors are not going to listen to what I just said. They would rather just not worry about marketing. If you can find them deals, they're happy to just get those deals from you and pay you $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 just for finding those deals for them. Okay, so just come on inside. When you go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com, you're gonna get 2 books absolutely for free. Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, of course, which you need to read over and over again, and then Real Estate Money Secrets, my newest book, you're gonna get that as well for free. And I'll take you inside so you can look over my shoulder. You have the opportunity to be able to look over my shoulder and learn how to set up everything I covered. All right, we're not going to talk as much. You just click, 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 you'll be able to set up everything I've just covered in the past few minutes. Okay, I'll see you on the next one. Have a good one. Peace.